Item 10 is discussing possible action on Lake Ranger's scope of operations, including discussion with Palo Pinto County Sheriff Ira Mercer. Kent?
Mr. Chairman and board members, for some time, as I think most, if not all of you know, there's been quite a bit of consternation, I know, with the board certainly, in looking at the different operations that we had at Possum Kingdom, and certainly within the law enforcement perspective with our rangers, the scope, the breadth in that, that certainly has evolved to over time. Jennifer, if you bring up the first slide, you had asked us to go back certainly and look at that, try to, I think, more narrowly define, in your view, from the board's perspective, what you would want to see the rangers being involved with up at PK when it comes to law enforcement, what you don't want them involved with necessarily per the county's responsibilities and that. We have done that. Certainly, over time, from a law enforcement end, the authority has gravitated to many activities that the rangers are now doing, and also we have provided to the county a monetary stipulation to help offset some of the salaries for a constable and one of the deputies, I believe, with them, up to about $1,360 a month. We recognize that the county sheriff, who is here with us today, and I'll bring him up in just a few moments, has sole responsibility for first response. In looking at the options for us to reduce Lake Ranger law enforcement responsibilities, Mike and I, first of all, back on the 24th of March, I believe the 27th of March, Mike Eltis and I met with Palo Pinto County Sheriff Ira Mercer to talk what I'm going to show you here, and certainly what you've seen in your book and the additional law enforcement chronological book that we provided to you, and kind of go over what we saw perspective-wise from the board and the directions that you wanted us to take, at least to lay out that way. At that time, at the 27 March meeting, as I mentioned, I think, to you at the April update, at your April board in Granbury, Sheriff Mercer was very concerned, I think, and I'm going to let him speak in his own words anyway, of kind of where we were going specifically and some of the responsibilities in that the county would basically fall back on that they would pick up. Mike and I at that time had presented another option that might be available as we move forward, and that would be the possibility of providing some law enforcement assistance to the county and some of the areas now that we'll be pulling back of, and a reimbursement type thing to us if we were going to do that, since it wouldn't really be part of the budgetary process from our end. Sheriff Mercer, at least my view, was not real enamored with doing that. In his words, I think he said, you know, I for one am not real interested in a rent-a-cop type philosophy, but I'll talk it with the county judge and the commissioners and that. Then on the 24th of August, Phil Ford, our general manager, took time out along with Mike and I to again meet with Sheriff Mercer up at PK and kind of go back over one more time where we were coming from in this perspective. And again, he shared concerns. Certainly one of them was, if anything, I'd like, and at both meetings, he said, whatever you do, if you can move it out a year or so at least to give us an opportunity to budget somewhat salaries and that needed, at least from what we took from that. And this resolution, as we move towards it anyway, and what we've drafted, does that. It takes it out. Any commencement of what we're going to propose to you today would be 1 October of next year, of 08, a year from now, and give them, the county, a chance in their fiscal year 09 budget at least to take a look at that. What we've developed, next slide if you would, Jennifer, a proposed realignment to be effective on the 1st of October. First of all, we would relinquish all 911 response and call out responsibilities to the county. The county would pick those up. We would limit law enforcement responsibilities of Authority Lake Rangers to operations and activities first on all Authority lakes and rivers within Authority territory and concerning Authority dams, critical infrastructure, and public recreation areas. Next slide. In relation to on-site offenses, concerning the protection of authority-owned or controlled property from injury or detriment and against the person or property that would result in an imminent breach of the peace. And finally, concerning enforcement of authority rules and regulations on all authority-owned or controlled property. So those kind of would be the specific areas that we would key on with our rangers anyway, in looking at our responsibilities overall. We would provide appropriate notice to the county officials, and in the, your one book that we provided, there's a draft letter in there to the Palo Pinto County Judge, Mike Smitty, basically outlining our moving forward with what the board guidance is in this matter. At this time, before I bring up the resolution, Ira Mercer, Sheriff Mercer, had asked at each of our meetings if he could address the board. Initially, we had looked at a public comment period, but we felt like it was probably more appropriate, with this being an agenda item, that we allow him at least to provide some of his concerns, whatever they might be, and to you before we bring up the resolution, so at least you can hear from the county as well. So, Sheriff Mercer, I'll turn it over to you for a few minutes.
Mr. Chairman, members, thank you for your time. I have some concerns about this. First, I stand before you fairly uneducated about why this process is taking place in the first place. BRA's had a 50-plus year history of law enforcement and protecting your interests in our county. I don't know what the catalyst is for this. I assume that it has something to do with the divestiture issue. But to my knowledge, divestiture has not been something that's been accomplished, or even a good plan has been developed to accomplish that. And I would submit to you that while we're willing to agree with you that the ultimate responsibility lies statutorily with the sheriff's office to cover these issues that we're talking about. However, our whole system for 50 years has revolved around interlocal cooperation with this organization and law enforcement, and the taxpayers, your lessees, and the county officials have come to rely on that. And in order for us to respond appropriately and to accomplish the goals that we need to as conservators of the public's interest, from your side and ours, I feel like that we need to get with your staff and Mr. Ford and develop some type of an exit strategy. And before this resolution is voted on today, I'd submit to you that I'm not sure that financially and logistically we can accomplish that in 1 year. We were hoping for at least 2 years, if not three, to get this done. I mean, I'm going to have to provide, I feel like, based on what I've done just in my own mind, I'm going to have to provide four or five additional officers. If I provided four additional officers, that'd be another, you know, first year startup cost would be $400,000, basically. That's going to be something that the county will be able to absorb in 1 year. And I want to maintain adequate coverage up there for your lessees, basically. You have that entity in place. They're very well trained. They're well equipped. I'm assured by Mr. Ford that this is not necessarily a budgetary concern. It's more or less a direction that the board wants to travel, if I'm correct. And I hope for some input to be able to take back to my officials and to my public and to your lessees about why we're doing this in the first place, and assure them that in the spirit of cooperation and fairness that y'all are going to work with us as far as us being able to absorb this responsibility. And yes, it is our responsibility, but you all have to admit there's been a long-term precedence established by you. It's not something that by act or omission the county has caused. It's something that I've seen in the last few years, an escalation in the number of officers and the activities that they have and the equipment that they're furnished. And I think that it was the board's intent to protect your interests up there. And at this juncture, we don't understand why we've had a shift other than possibly the divestiture issue. And I would entertain any feedback that you could give me so that I can take it back to my people and let them know. But I would ask for as much time as you can possibly consider giving us, up to 3 years, to get this accomplished. And I assure you, we will phase in as you phase out. We need to sit down with Mr. Ford and his staff and develop a legitimate strategy to get this accomplished.
Steve,
go ahead.
Wait. I'll bring up a couple of things. You and I have talked about this, and
Where some of this comes from, quite frankly, is the fact that Senator Estes, which represents that district, plainly stated that the BLA needs to get out of the land management business. And his goal is to get us out of the land management business. And this is one of the aspects of that land management business that we've been in. The second thing is, and I attended a meeting in Austin whereby the lobby group representing the leaseholders plainly stated in the meeting that the BLA Lake Rangers provide no service to the lessees up there. Now, I don't agree with that.
I agree.
And I don't think you will either, but that was voiced in a meeting. And so that's where some of this stems from, is the divestiture issue. Now, let me take a step back 2 years ago. 2 years ago, I was a major proponent of us getting out of the police business. And I'm still a proponent of us getting out of the police business. One of the concerns I have, and it goes to what I was talking about, is the bottom line is the taxpayers are going to pay for this. I would hate to see the taxpayers pay a huge chunk right up front. I don't know what the time frame is. I don't know whether it's 12 months or 36 months, but just like we've phased in the increases in the lease rates, I'd like to see some kind of a phase-out approach in regards to the money that we're expending for police services and a transition period. So that's my thought. That's my background on this. I certainly don't want to pull the rug out from under you, but we have to address the issues that have been presented to us by certain legislators, and I think that this is one of the major responses.
Another thing that I would consider is in your divestiture issue and your public relations efforts with that issue is, I know that a number of the leasees that I've talked to feel like they're paying their leases and their leases are going up right now as we speak and their services are going down. They pay taxes and they should get what they pay for on the tax part of it, but they're also paying the leases. We've got the history of you doing this at your own, you know, will. And all we're asking for is please work with us. I mean, y'all have never done anything impetuously that I know of. Y'all always make a plan about making a plan. And all I'm saying is this seems like it's just the easiest snake to chop the head off of on this divestiture issue. And I would submit to you this is not the proper place to start. We phase this out like we phase in divestiture. If we can do that, I assure you the county is prepared to take our responsibility seriously and we will do it. But please give us adequate time to get that accomplished. That's
Sheriff, one other thing I might add, I think it really even started before divestiture as the Security Committee looked at things. And our primary concern is the protection of the dam and the infrastructure, and that's become more critical since 2001. So we've actually been looking at that and discussing it since 2001.
Okay.
So it's not something we've done overnight now, but I have no problem with phasing it in some fashion.
Well, we have a good history of working with the county, and I think we ought to keep that. And this is not the only issue that we're going to have to work with the county on. So from a PR standpoint, I think it would behoove us to make sure that, you know, we're it's a well-thought-out approach and isn't to the detriment or to the shock of the county, especially when there's other issues that we're going to have to deal with the county. So
thank you.
Go ahead, Robert. One thing, Sheriff, you might look into, Leon County, you know, where I live at. Sheriff there has a three deputy sheriffs that work at Hilltop Lakes. Hilltop Lakes is a resort. They have a homeowners association. Homeowners association pay for those three deputy sheriffs. They send the money to the county, even though they're legal police officers and work for the sheriff's department. Hilltop Lakes Homeowners Association pay their salaries, but they just work in the Hilltop area. This might be something you might look into for Possum Kingdom too. Think of Homeowners Association, and instead of increasing your salary so much or your budget, look at and see if they can come up with a homeowner and help furnish money to you.
I think between us, and that's a good idea, but I think at this juncture between us and BRA leases, they feel like they're taxed considerably. And I would certainly, you've got a great idea if I can just count them into doing it.
Yeah. And they've been doing it for at least 12 years right now. So they furnish not only the three officers, they furnish the vehicles and everything else, but they work for the county sheriff.
It'd be a workable situation if we could get something like that going. Yes, sir.
Okay.
Is your county on a January budget or an October cycle?
October, yes, sir.
Sheriff, I'd be curious to know what, just in line figures, what's the budget that the county has given you to work with over the last few years, couple of years?
This year's budget, the newest budget's $2,731,259.
How does that compare with the prior year budget, sir?
My budget, since I've been in office since 2005, has gone up $800,000+.
How long have you been in office? I'm sorry.
I've been in office since 2005.
2005, all right.
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Yes, sir. We've had to do a bunch of, our task force funding got pulled by the state. We had to adjust to that. We've added, for information, this budget cycle, I was able to add a deputy sheriff, and that deputy sheriff will be officed at the PK substation. He was previously officed in my office. I replaced that position. He's going to be officed and covering basically the Strawn, the far western half of the county, and that'll include Possum Kingdom Lake. He'll be officed up there, and we hope to office four deputies at the substation. And frankly, I need to talk with Mr. Ford and get some kind of a situation worked out on the substation before we go to making a whole lot of improvements on that situation.
Would you mind repeating your numbers on your budget?
Yes, sir. My budget for the sheriff's office is $2,731,259.96.
So the 800,000 increase since 2003, did you say you've been in since 2003 or 2005?
2005.
So in the last 2 years, the budget has increased 33%.
Including this year, yes, sir.
This is my third. Which is less than 25% increase we're talking about on rental. I mean, yes, taxes are going up, rentals going up, but it's going up everywhere, not just on rentals.
Property's going up, yeah.
Property's
right.
Going up.
Right.
You know, I rent. I still pay taxes too, so.
Yes, sir.
Sheriff, my point is that you need to be aware that your budget is going up 33%. That's a third, not a fourth.
Right.
Do you have any numbers on Young County's or Stephen County's budget?
No, sir, I don't. Yes, sir.
Sheriff, you have mentioned several times, and another director pointed out about divestiture. This issue has been, we've been thinking about this for quite some time, and the issue resulted from a reprioritizing of our priorities. Our priorities are security of the facility, the dam, and the shoreline, based on our responsibilities. And it came a time in our budget process 2 years ago here that when we reprioritized and brought to this board the list of all the things that we believe, that the staff believe were necessary to bring, to equip our rangers for law enforcement activities, it accounted to more or less $1.5 million, which this board voted down. Now, that was important because we decided at that point in time, my strategy has been, let's retreat back to the dam, let's retreat back to our priorities. And we found at that particular stage that there was a discussion that because we had cut the budget, then we were not able to protect the dam as the law required. You have no responsibility to be at the dam guarding our dam. I understand that. By the same token, the discussion was, we could no longer assure 24/7 protection of that dam because our rangers were out there doing law enforcement activities on the land. And this board considered that, this has been going on for almost 3 years now, as we reprioritize what we're going to be doing and where the rangers ought to be stationed. I asked the question other times about in other lakes that we manage, what were the role of the Texas Parks and Wildlife game wardens are. They don't respond to 9/11s. They work on the dam. They work on the lakes. Same token, we decided by policy here that we were going to move back into this discussion, and I can remember several times being reported back to us that our staff had been in discussions with you and the sheriff or the county judge trying to work out some interlocal agreements without success. This is not a new issue. This has been on this table for almost 3 years now. So you have to, again, not to focus on this divestiture and PR and all these things and try and pin that on us, that this is the reason this is happening, it is not. This has been a methodical process of this board and our security committees over the last 3 years. Now, how much time you may need to transition is something that perhaps may be open to discussion. But the problem is, our budget still continues to be what it is. We cannot afford, as we discussed, at the expense of security, to maintain our rangers doing law enforcement activities on the ground, including drug stings and as far north as Fort Worth and stuff that I have read in reports. We cannot afford that. And most important to us was the safety of our rangers. Our rangers are not equipped. Not equipped similarly as they are in other counties, perhaps yours. They were not equipped with communications facilities, laptop computers, and all these things that are required to be equal to your deal about law enforcement. And our concern became the safety of our rangers. How would I explain to someone that a ranger was killed in a drug sting in Fort Worth? How would I explain it to the public or the family? Now, over the years, this thing has developed into a hand-in-hand type of thing. By the same token, it stretched our rangers beyond our jurisdiction and beyond the legal jurisdiction, which our number one is security. So you have to keep it into consideration. If we do these transitions, how do we protect our assets 24/7 during this transition? We have to pull back to where we are, and as we recommend in this policy, we have to pull back and protect those assets immediately.
The assets that what you're pulling off of is your assets, I would submit to you. You're pulling off your own money. You don't cover our calls typically. You might come out and back us up, but typically what you're covering is your own assets.
Sheriff, and I think Mr. Gill made a good point there, but there are a lot of things I think that both the county and the Brazos River Authority could benefit by trying to work together. Closer understanding each other's constraints. Obviously, your all's budget has been pressed to the limit with its increases in the last few years. I understand that. I understand the people have been taxed and they're tired, and understand that. In looking at a transition period, how do you have any feel for phasing in more of your all's responsibility and phasing out less of the BLA's? Do you have a feel for how that might be accomplished? Or is there a model somewhere that...
Only on a small piece of paper in my office is there a model, but I can tell you what I have on my mind is if there's an offense of the grade of third-degree felony or above, we could handle all that. If they can handle those other lesser type offenses until this thing is finalized, we can do that. I would like to be able to go back to my commissioner's court and say we've got 2 or 3 years to hire additional personnel, build offices, get them networked up and ready to go, get vehicles purchased, and we can absorb that. The way that things have been going in our county, we'll be able to absorb that if we have 2 to 3 years in order to do that. And I think that if I have 4 deputies stationed up there, 2 per shift of officers that I have, we can probably at least maintain 1 officer at Possum Kingdom Lake answering alarm calls and domestic disturbances and those kind of things pretty much all the time. Now, I have another issue with a place to house an officer to actually live at Possum Kingdom Lake. They can't afford to live up there.
I understand. Did you have some of these general discussions?
We've had discussions in the 2 to 3 years, to be quite frank, is new to me today with Ira. The conversation we've had with him, that he asked specifically, and that may be since he's talked to the judge and commissioner as well, was give us at least until next October. That's what prepared the resolution for.
The resolution is in all cases is a draft, and if you want to put 50 more years on there, that's your prerogative.
Have we qualified what is our monetary allowance we have for that we're fixing to pull back
the budget
per year?
It's in the resolution too.
$1,360
a month.
It's about $17,000.
For the year.
Wait a minute.
That's all.
$1,300.
I mean, that doesn't include the cost benefits from the reduction of Lake Rangers that we would, that we would feel.
Speaking of that, that was a question I had. If we're talking about reducing their duties substantially, is there going to be a reduction of officers, Lake Rangers?
I don't know if we're talking about reducing our own. I think we're talking about pulling them back and patrolling the dam and the infrastructure,
right,
the lakes.
But if they're not doing all the duties, law enforcement duties that they spend so much time doing now, you would think that that would call for a reduction in the number of officers.
The discussion was not reducing duties, it was changing duties.
I think the focus here, Martha, was that we had admittedly, as Mr. Balon said, let some other areas go begging, if you will, because of being pressed into supporting the county officers. And we would feel more comfortable pulling ourselves back and primarily looking at some security issues that we have not been able to do lately. I think that's where that we would absorb that those assets, if you will.
Another way of putting it is to fulfill our duties, if we continue to do the law enforcement, we will have to hire more officers.
Well, didn't we last year reassign one officer from PK down?
Is that a correct statement?
I don't know if that's a correct statement.
Yes,
we have to hire more. I'm not
if,
sure.
If I may, at a previous board meeting, when you had the discussion of moving towards this and the appropriate level of rangers to cover what we're talking about now, we moved our ranger manning at PK from 9 to 7. We took one position off the books and we moved one of the positions to Granbury. So we're down to 7, and that includes Mike Cox, 6 plus Mike Cox. And that was basically the discussions we had at that time to cover what we're looking at going to now.
So we've cut two people.
Yeah.
Yes.
And the additional, you know, $17,000 or $18,000 annual that we're looking at doing. And
well, on a phasing, I'm a little bit confused. Are we talking about whether we're just phasing in the $1,300 a month thing over to them, or are we talking about
duties,
the pulling back of the duties, or both of our own?
I think it's both.
Both. I would think that if we're going to. Is there any plan? Is it just a drop dead date of October 2008 that does our own people would stop patrolling, that sort of thing? I thought they would do it up until they operate as we have been.
That was the plan. That's how we established it based on our conversations with
Wade. We need to look at one other thing, too. Just looking at your statement, we cut two people. We have to focus on the BRA, not just on PK. The BRA did not cut two people. They assigned them to a different district.
Well, I understand that.
That's my point. We're going to have to hire more officers if we don't change their duty assignment.
I understand what you're saying, but we've gone from 9 to 7 officers.
Yeah.
And, you know, a couple of years ago, we were doing traffic tickets and traffic stops. And, you know, 911, I know that we were sent out to Gaines Bend when there was a break-in there. And Gaines Bend, you know, happens just to be off Highway 16. So those are some of the things that we need to cut back on. Now, in regards to the dollars amount, and the timing, you know, I don't know whether it's 12 or 18 months. I think it ought to be at least 12 months to phase out on some of this stuff. But, Phil, I've got a question. In regards to the resolution, it says, hereby limits the law enforcement responsibilities of Brazos River Authority Lake Rangers to operations and activities in relation to on-site offenses concerning the protection of Brazos River Authority-owned or controlled property from injury or detriment and against person and property that would result in an imminent breach of the peace. That's what we're doing now. I mean, if we have that in the resolution and a lessee has someone breaking into their house, aren't you saying that's our responsibility?
I mean, I think what I want to point out is one thing that certainly I think, and I'll defer to the sheriff, see if he agrees or disagrees, but in my experience, a law enforcement officer, when they see an on-site offense, whether they're within or without of their jurisdiction, they have some ability to step in. I mean, if they see someone perpetrating a crime that they feel like is imminent in nature and that if they don't step in...
I think they have a duty to do that.
I would agree. And so, I mean, I think to some extent, the on-site offenses, part of what we had talked about internally from a staff perspective is we would not be want to be in the way of telling an officer, you can't involve yourself there. If an officer is out and he sees a burglary going on, let's say, it would be, I think, probably inappropriate for us to tell him, hey, you cannot respond, because as a law enforcement officer, as a peace officer, it's licensed in the state, it's incumbent on that person probably to take some level of action, and that officer has to make the determination at that moment based upon what's going on, whether they can respond themselves, should I call in, how do I handle the situation? Is that a fair statement?
You put him at risk, in my view, if he's got to go down a mental checklist, oops, I can't do this, Sheriff Mercer's, and okay, go ahead and shoot me.
I understand that, but I mean, we're talking about 911 responses, correct?
No, let me see.
I'm not talking about the 911, I'm talking about on-site offenses. We had distinguished two things. We had said basically that, I think, from a staff perspective, when we had discussed this, that we were in the past the 911 responder in some instances, and I think that's the area where we were talking about backing out. But what we do acknowledge is, in the event that an officer were to see an on-site offense, he's driving down the road and he sees something going on, sees a guy dragging a lady behind a building, we do not want to have rules that would in any way preclude that officer from doing what he believes is right as a law enforcement officer, which is different from the 911 call going out that there's been a woman who's been dragged behind a building, who's going to do something.
Okay. I guess what I would like to see is, and maybe we can put a time frame on it, but I'd really like to see something that both the BRA and Sheriff Mercer have signed off on in regards to specific responsibility and how those are going to transition to feel comfortable about it. Because, and if somebody thinks I'm wrong, please tell me. If I vote on this right now and it upsets Palatine County, I don't want there to be any lapse, not that there would, Ira, but I don't want there to be any lapse or any gray area or anything that could result in a non-response to a problem. And I don't want Palatine County to go, well, we don't know, normally we would have called out a lake ranger, but I don't know what we're going to do now. And so I would really like to see something that where we have an agreement with Palatine County and you bring it to the board that says, sure, Sheriff Mercer signed off on that, we've signed off on this, and this is how we're going to work it together. And it's going to be within a set time frame.
Let me, if I may interject and to take something that you said here a little bit further and farther, I'm concerned, keeping in mind what Mr. Moore said, and I think he's on point, in that we have got to be concerned about BRA, but understanding that, which we all know, it seems like to me that there, obviously money is a big issue, more so with your side than ours.
I agree.
The other thing is experience, and experience being that of the events that might happen or the practice of one covering the other, and those things in the introduction of new people, that's going to take time to transition into. It just always does. I mean, especially in this very, very sensitive area where you have law enforcement, you have new people coming on, have old ways that we did things or old ways we thought about doing things. And I'm, you know, the 1 year may not be long enough. I don't know. I'm not experienced, but I would certainly defer to those people who are knowledgeable, both on our staff and on sheriff's staff. And I think it's important to us to make sure that as we transition this thing, it is done right and that both people sign off.
Mr. Chairman.
In the county budget, Excuse me.
Let me propose.
In the county budget, really, realistically, for coming from a small rural county, to budget just a complete transition all at one time, it would require that date to be October 1st, 2009.
Good point. Mr. Baylon.
Recommendation. For the last couple of years in this discussion, and including the last budget, which is where I brought the question up again. My question was, why is this money still in this budget? after we had, as a security committee recommended, we no longer budget the sheriff and the constable. Two answers. Number one, you never did pass a resolution telling us not to do that. And number two, I've been hearing for the last year and a half, 2 years, we are discussing about an interlocal agreement. Therefore, my recommendation would be we could set this item aside until January for the staff and the sheriff to bring us a draft interlocal agreement as to how they intend to do what to whom, who gets the $2, and what type of time frame. Because we're passing a resolution, if I was to vote on it, I would vote on it today, and let's do this. But in deference to what the sheriff is saying, and I understand these things, there's been apparently a lapse of communication from both ends. The solution to this thing is to bring quickly an interlocal agreement from the piece of paper you got on your desk over there, draft it out. Our staff sit down and draft this out to see how the transition is going to take place. The transition will take place at some point in time, as quickly as we can, because that's our job. By the same token, we may be able to accommodate some time for the sheriff and the county commissioners to afford and to budget what there is they're going to do. But I think that we need to have something before us in a plan, and I'm considering the sheriff a plan where the sheriff has been part of the discussion. He asked for that, I think, in the newspaper article that I read or something. And it's, I think, January, 3 months from now, will be an appropriate time for the parties to come together and bring us an interlocal agreement as part of this agenda item that we can take a look at before we vote either the October 2008 or 2009 or whatever. We're missing a very important part. We're missing the agreement.
I agree.
Really?
Hey, there's a word in here that I think, to me, indicates that we would be authorizing the CEO to continue discussions. Here, in the last resolution here, be it resolved by the board, to provide requisite required notice to the Palo Pinto County of the Brazos River intent, it says. And I'm assuming this intent means that there's something to be continued here. If this were definitive, we're going to do it, I would have put in there shall, or will, or shall. But to me, intent, is that what was intended here?
Yes, sir, we have an
intent. That this is basically a notice to the county that this is what we want to do, but...
Have you all bring it back?
Perhaps the other thing is the time frame.
I mean, because to me, intent, the reason I bring this up, I had a discussion with about 25 lawyers about the word shall is obligates you to do something. Any other word is not, it doesn't obligate you. Am I correct in that interpretation?
Why don't we get a sense of the
that there's still room for discussion, and if we approve this,
yes,
it can always be amended after you have a proper or further discussions with the county?
Yes, sir.
Speedy, I like what you had to say. I was thinking that we have shown that we have acted in good faith with Palo Pinto County for many, many years, and I think we're going to continue to work with the county to work this transition period out. And I don't have a problem with us putting a 2009 or a date that would be worked out. We just need to have a date certain that we're going to get out of this business.
But 2009, because of the way the county budget cycle works, and because of the requirement on the taxpayers, it really should be not before.
We can vote it now and then.
I mean, if you're saying you want to be
having the opportunity to put a date on it.
Mr. Moore.
The final sentence of appropriate notice will be provided to county officials. Appropriate might be October 2009. Am I correct?
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
So I'm kind of agreeing with Rudy, though. The resolution's open-ended and says you're going to work with them.
Well, if that's that resolution. If that's the spirit of the resolution, if that's the spirit of the whoever is the director.
Yeah, yes, sir. That is, and certainly I've been feeling like we've walked through this, that if we change that date out there, it allows us to do much of what you're asking us to do Riley has all but crafted. We have not sat with Sheriff Mercer on it yet, the drafts of an interlocal agreement. I mean, we're just about there with that anyway. It's just a matter of sitting down with the county, certainly, and walking through that with them and getting feedback from them. But, you know, the basic intent of this whole resolution is to graduate us out of it. And if we want to do that and set the date in there to 2009, we can certainly do that, whatever you feel is appropriate.
Mr. Chairman, in light of Director Bayon's comments about delaying this till January, and in light of being close to an agreement and everything, I move that we table this to the January meeting and take it up at that time when we hopefully will have the agreement in hand and the sheriff and everybody is comfortable.
But I think if you're going to have them respond with an interlocal agreement and a time phase plan, we need to tell them what the drop dead date is.
That's why I wanted to delay the resolution until we see that.
Yeah, I think that's reasonable. And if you can do it before 2009, all the better. But Gene, you're quite right. It takes a while for the money, for the people, for the practice, both on their part and our Rangers' part, to get how this is going to work.
Kent, just make sure that the drop dead date is part of the agreement.
We can do that.
Are we going to specify in the meeting that the drop dead date is
October 1st?
They're going to make a time phase plan.
We have they come back and say that's what.
No later than October 1st.
Yeah, whatever interlocal agreement is brought will be effective with first of October.
One thing I'd like to say is make sure that this is a phased in, not just up at, you know,
right. Right. Yeah.
That we said, and all of a sudden we turned it all over. That,
right.
Yeah. Start taking responsibility.
Something should be accomplished by 2.
There has to be some kind of a measuring
of substantial
where the board can measure that we're all making sure that we're doing what we're supposed to be doing, and you all are doing what you're supposed to be doing. And would you not agree, sir?
Like adding personnel next budget cycle and things of that nature.
Yeah. I mean, stuff like that.
That's my intent, and my hope is that I'll be able to hire, put one up there this year. I hope I can hire two the next year and one the following year, and I'll have my four. We can ease into it that way. And like I said, I'd be willing to sit down with Mr. Wiltus and Mr. Cox and Mr. Rendy or whomever and hammer out the details about the nature of the calls we even answered. You know, I want to handle anything that's of a serious nature, because I've been told that that's not what they want to do anymore. That's fine. But there's, you know, they answer 500 to 700 calls a year for alarm calls, 911 hang-ups, assaults, you know, misdemeanor and low-grade felony things that I certainly need their assistance with, at least in the near future.
I'll be glad to second Mr. Moore's motion to table this till January.
Okay, there's a motion and a second. Is there further discussion? Hold the board, please.
Chairman Pena?
Yes.
Director Bellion?
Yes.
Director Adams?
Yes.
Director Carrava?
Yes.
Director Chalmette?
Yes.
Director Christian?
Yes.
Director DeFluid?
No.
Director Garcia?
We're voting on the resolution as written?
No.
We'll table it. Table it till January.
No.
Director
Gere? No.
Director
Hughes? Yes.
Director Johnson?
Yes.
Director Kilgore?
Yes.
Director Martin?
Yes.
Director Moore?
Yes.
Director Skaggs?
Yes.
Director Sacanino?
Yes.
Thank you very much.
Can I just ask some for clarification?
Sure.
So now that it's tabled for our January meeting, is the date that we're going to come back with, are they going to work out a date?
Yes.
Yes.
Of the agreement,
right.
If you're voting on elected
officials. 2009, 2010, we're not going to have determine a date. We'll have a real date, 2 or 3 years, and you all are going to work that out.
We expect that each member will work out what each phase is.
Right. Okay.
But I don't want all each phase and what we get, because we don't need to be trying to micromanage all of that. We just need to say that we're going to get out of this business.
Amen.
And give them a date certain.
Yes.
We're going to be out of it.
Right. Yeah.
Right.
Good point.
The sheriff gets 3 new deputies.
Another way, it might look like the second last day.